Dermot and Dave's Ask Me Anything.
With Lavazza Qualità Rossa, Italy's favourite coffee. A sip of joy.
On Today FM.
Introduce yourself.
So my name is Terry Fierce and I am an international pole sports champion. Today FM, Ask Me Anything.
Ali in Wexford is going to start it off, and this is a question I wanted to ask you as well, which is, when you tell people that you do pole fitness, do they automatically think you work in a strip club?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that happens a lot. So I do get that a lot. Generally speaking, when you say pole fitness, it's not so bad. But if you say pole dance, like if you say I'm a pole dancer, generally they feel that you work in a strip club. So yeah, I mean, usually you just dissuade them of that because I don't and I never have. But yeah, it's generally the consensus, isn't it?
And what about that kind of association? Because obviously it is a phenomenally physical activity to do, whether you're pole dancing in a club or whether you're pole dancing professionally or in a competition. Yeah. But what about that association? Well, look, I'm not going to say negative, but what about that association with a different kind of lifestyle?
Well, it's certainly not negative. I mean, a job's a job, you know, that kind of way. And I mean, I would consider pole dance to be, like, it would take similar strength to do tricks here or there. It doesn't really depend on the venue. But yeah, I mean, the times are changing, though. People are a lot more accepting of different types of jobs. And so certainly I don't feel like it's a negative association at all. But for me, like, I've always been an instructor. So I've always taught at my own studio. And then I travel abroad to teach in other studios or at pole camps or dance camps. And I've competed a lot, you know, and performed a lot. But it wouldn't be as such in a nightclub or, you know, in a strip club or anything like that. So it's slightly different. Yeah.
Jane in Galway asks, what made you want to do pole fitness?
So I was kind of bored in my 9-to-5 bank job and I really wanted to do something that was dancey but also sporty. So I wanted to do something that was slightly gymnastics as well. And pole fitness really fit the bill for that. So I just jumped right in, joined a class by myself and fell in love with it.
Martina in Dublin says, how do you not just slip off the pole?
that's a great question. Sometimes I ask myself that same question. So we have a couple of different types of grip, not quite chalk but similar, and they just dry your hands up and you get a little bit more tack for grip, but also you build up a bit of strength and the muscles help you to grip a lot more. Then
Kelly says, have you ever had a bad fall off the pole?
Yeah.
Blasé about it. What, I mean, like, what kind of surface are you landing down on? I presume in training you can have mats or something, can you?
Yeah, so nowadays, I sound old now, but nowadays I got crash mats everywhere in my studio. But in my first studio, I was teaching myself and I didn't have crash mats. I couldn't afford anything like that. So I actually had a concrete floor. It was like a warehouse. Jeez. And I did fall. I fell badly out of, I think, 2 different tricks. Interestingly enough, I was also filming them on my laptop at the time. So they're gas videos. I must post them as bloopers somewhere. Yeah, no, you do, like, you don't re-grip or you slip a little bit, and yeah, there was a couple of hard falls throughout the years. But honestly, the older I get, the more careful I am, you know, and I'm just more so focused on, like, the technique of doing things safely rather than, back in the day I was a bit gung-ho, I think. Mm-hmm. So,
and what age are you now, and is there an age that you're past it, or can anyone try it at any age?
Oh, no, you're definitely never past it. I mean, I'm 34, so, and I've been doing it since I was 21. But there is a pole dancer called Greta Pontarelli from the US. She's in her 60s. I think she's had both hips replaced. She's unbelievable. She's like, you know, it never has to stop. You can be an athlete at any age from any sport. But definitely, I mean, obviously, it's a little bit easier if you're young and fit and strong and all that. But I wouldn't say there's an age limit, no.
Do blokes do it?
They do, yeah. I get that question. So my business partner, Michael, he is an Irish champion and a UK champion as well. And he's pole danced for, I'd say, about 8 years now. And he's kind of moved into the trapeze side of things now. So he teaches circus in our studio. But there's pole fitness instructors who are males all over the world. And there's champions who are males. Definitely, it's totally done.
I'd love to try it in terms of, like, the strength it must build in your arms and your core and all that must be incredible.
Absolutely. Well, you guys are welcome to pop down to the studio anytime. Yeah. Absolutely love to have you in here.
I remember listening to the gymnastics coach for the US national team, for the Olympic team.
Oh, yeah.
And someone asked him, you know, well, how do you get big arms? And he went, simple, sit on the ground at the bottom of a rope and pull yourself up and pull yourself back. Let yourself back down. And he said, that is literally the biggest arm exercise in the world. I tried it and I went, I can't even get my fat arse off the ground. So I'm going to stop that now and go back to bicep curls. It's fine. The strength is just phenomenal for gymnastics
absolutely.
Stuff. Amy and Galway asked that question. Do you have to have a certain level of fitness first to take up pole dancing?
Not at all. I mean, it's the same way you'd say, like, you wouldn't have to have a certain level of fitness to join the gym. You're just going to start your level, and your level is your level, and that's it. And you just build up from there, you know. And you wouldn't think about who else is in the class with you or who's next to you, because there's different levels. Even a beginner level one, there's different levels of fitness, because we're all different levels of fitness. So I would say no. I mean, come as you are, and that's what we're there for. We build that for you, you know.
YouTube is absolutely chock full of videos of people whose poles collapse halfway through a dramatic move. What would your advice be to anyone thinking of erecting a pole in their house safely?
You know what? Get a good quality pole, first of all, because the amount of times I see people, you know, buying a Carmen Electra pole or whatever and trying to set it up. Like, get yourself a proper X-pole, you know. And make sure you read the manual correctly, because I think a lot of these just aren't put up right, because I don't really, very rare I'd see a pole fall down. And mine, in my studio, they're all drilled into the ceilings anyway, but like, geez.
Yeah, that seems to be the problem, is that people just like prop them up against the floor and ceiling and assume that it will stay. Like, drill it into concrete, you maniacs!
Yeah, for sure, yeah. Oh God, absolutely.
Cassie in Wexford wants to know, what's the most dangerous move you can do on a pole?
Do you know, anything can be dangerous if it's not done right, but there'd be a lot of movements where you're contorted into a flexibility trick. Like, let's say you're upside down, you're hanging from one leg, and then you've got your other leg bent towards your head, so you're pulling your foot down towards your head with both arms, so you're essentially hanging your body weight off one calf, you know, the back of your knee is squeezing and holding you on. So I mean, if that goes wrong, it's pretty dangerous to fall out of. So there's things like that. They're pretty ropey.
Is it a really impressive level of fitness that you get from it? Yasmin and Meath wants to know what the kind of workout routine is like around the dancing.
I mean, it's definitely a heavy workout, because when you think about it, you're lifting your body weight, and even if it's just for a second or 2 seconds, that's still, you know, that's still impressive. Like, it's an all over body workout too, because if you can imagine you're lifting your body weight off the floor, you can't even relax your legs. Do you know, you can't relax your core. Nothing can chill out in that particular movement, because if you don't tense everything, then it becomes kind of floppy and you just sort of drop. So it's definitely something that you can get, like, it's from head to toe, you'd be sore. It's definitely so sore after classes, but that good sore, you know, have you done a good workout? Like,
some women aren't too keen to get that really muscly look. Is it something that does that to you?
Do you know what? Pole fitness is great for rounding out in terms of training your flexibility and your mobility as well. So you tend to stretch your muscles quite well, and they become quite lean. So they're strong and lean rather than chunky, I find. I suppose the biggest thing that you notice, first of all, is that your arms become really toned, your back becomes really toned. And that's something that I think we all want, but not necessarily. I mean, if you're going to get chunky, I suppose you'd sit at the end of the rope and climb it up, wouldn't you? Like, just, you
know, it's from not doing that that I got chunky, to be honest with you. Listen, where can people go, Terry, if they want to find out a little bit more about this? Have you a website?
We do. We've got a website called fiercefitnessireland.com, or they can find me on social media as well. I'm on Instagram under Terry Fierce.
What a fascinating conversation. Keep up the great work.
Oh, thanks a million for having me.
Cheers, Terry. Bye.
Bye.
Dermot and Dave's Ask Me Anything.
With Lavazza Qualità Rossa, Italy's favourite coffee. A sip of joy.
On Today FM.